Well, here we are at the last presentation.
Yeah.
So we've talked a lot about fear, but there's one application of fear that we haven't talked about,
right.
And that's actually a good fear. Victory in well-placed fear. Holy fear.
Yes. People will fear everyone or everything except who they should really fear.
Okay.
Luke 12, verse 5. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after the killing of the body, has power to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him.
Wow. So, with all the talk about all these secondary fears, like death, really fascinating. I would call death a secondary fear, or, you know, sickness, secondary. The fear that really should trump, if we're going to have fear,
right.
Fear, respect, maybe we move into that.
Well,
word.
And that is how that is more meant. It's not just to be, you know,
no,
you're not to be terrified.
Yeah, you're not terrified of our loving God.
No,
but respect.
It's
a holy fear.
It's a holy fear.
It's a fear of heaven. Not a fear that we have in panic or something like that.
That's right.
A different kind of fear.
It's the respect God deeply. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble.
Untouched by trouble.
Yeah,
if
that's
you,
really.
In a lot of ways, it's when you have a relationship with Christ, it's a no condemnation relationship.
Yeah.
But there is a response that out of a grateful heart, of great thanksgiving, you don't want to disappoint the Lord. Even though it is all grace,
right.
You know, this is not in some new work you're doing, but you know that He is the creator of the universe. He is God.
Right.
You worship Him and Him alone.
Right.
It's a relationship won by grace. And even if you let Him down, He still loves you. But still, it's healthy.
Right.
To have that deep respect.
Right. It leads to life.
It leads to life.
As it said in that verse. And then these verses also, healing fear. Well, we honor God as God. Proverbs 10:27. The fear of the Lord adds length to life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. Proverbs 15, verse 16. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil.
I think, as I reflect on it, so, philosophy. So here I'm going to do a philosophic observation about that. When Adam and Eve fell, their fear of the Lord was involved with that in terms of they did not, when Satan tempted Adam and Eve, they forgot that the God creator of the universe put them in that garden. They forgot that He is God.
Yeah.
And then when Satan said to them, oh, you can be like God. Instead of saying, you know, no, that is not my place. My place is to love God.
they're image bearers of God. So they you'll be like God.
They were ready. But,
he knew how to get to them. To us.
Yeah.
Fear of the Lord teaches wisdom. Proverbs 15, verse 33. The fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes before honor.
So the fear of the Lord is like not only healthy, but it really like dethrones our pride.
Right.
Be
humbled. Be
God on the throne of our heart, and take our selfish self-centeredness, pride, and throws it away.
Right.
And then we fear less of everything else.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating, and then we live differently because of that.
Yes. Yes. Proverbs 16, verse 6. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, a man avoids evil.
Okay, so that's an interesting one. Through love and faithfulness,
sin is atoned for.
So, the love of God, the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, He atones for our sins.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have a healthy, holy fear for for God.
Yeah.
And then it changes, go back to that passage, a man avoids evil. So it's, we organize our life, even though we're still broken people, we organize our life away from things that dishonor God, even though our sin has been atoned for.
That's right.
So we end this whole class on overcoming fear with giving you a little something to fear.
Right. Remember, yeah. And
remember?
And that verse, was it this one back here?
Go back to it.
Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord leads to life, and then one rests content, untouched by trouble.
Hmm.
And it doesn't mean bad things won't happen, but it's just you have that grounding in Him.
Right.
You know He's with you. You know that you've got that.
Right, right.
So not please, really, yeah.
Right. To please the Lord is it.
Right. Yep.
If you please the Lord, if you respect Him, fear Him, so to speak.
Right.
And again, this is not fear of He's an abuser God. It's not fear that He is going to punish you. It is a fear of respect, like a child respecting his parents on an earthly level, but that same concept where we organize our life around putting God on our throne.
Yeah.
Instead of putting ourselves on
the
throne
of our heart. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we want Him to be the center of our life.
Yes.
And if we sin, we know we just please God.
Right.
You know, we don't. Now we're not like, you know, some people worry about this kind of teaching because they go like, well, then you know, you just beat down. Or, no, we actually want to be the deacons. We want to be the servants.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We say our wanter wants God to be in control.
Oh yeah.
And why? Because we respect Him as God, and if that respect turns into fear the one who can put you to hell, yes, I do fear that one. You know, I have seen in pastoring over the years. Yeah, look up a pastor.
No, I still keep talking. Yeah.
I've seen in pastoring over the years where some people can be so flippant with God and God's name. And we even read in Exodus, you know, do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. You know, the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. You know, there is, you know, that, you know, some of the great preachers, sinners in hands of an angry God, you know, that was a sermon that really brought revival in the early 18th or 19th century.
Right.
So, you know, you're going to share something.
Well, okay, that passage, the Luke 12, verse 5.
Okay.
It says, I tell you, my friends, it starts at 4 there. These are warnings and encouragements from Jesus. And I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after the killing of the body has power to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered.
Yes.
Don't be afraid.
Right.
You are worth more than many sparrows.
Right.
And so even in the saying of that, it's not to make us terrified.
No.
Because it's like you're worth more than many sparrows. And so, he cares about those.
Why fear what other men say?
Right.
Worry about what God says about you.
Right.
Why worry about what the devil,
right.
He's toast,
yeah.
He's gone. Why worry about him?
Yeah.
You know, why worry about death? Because death has been defeated.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
If you have a worry in life, it's worry about your relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
And make sure that relationship is covered through the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, and He cares so much about us.
Yes.
He's got us.
And that's the irony,
yes.
That you care about that relationship more than any relationship, and now all of a sudden all your cares are gone.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks for attending this mini course on overcoming fear, worry, and just say it all in one word, is Jesus.
Yeah.
If Christ Jesus is the center of your life, there is no fear.
That's right.
Because fear has been paid for at the cross. Resurrection has defeated death. the Lord is with us, and in holy fear we live our lives now in grace, in love. Mm-hmm. And when we fall down, we confess, it's a different life. It is a life, a victorious life.
It is.
Now, there is, you're going to end with this, you know, the teacher that Riaz Mandy even has a song, The Victorious Life, and she wrote it, and I used to, as a young bride, Pam shot that song, and I remember her singing in the shower. So how did that song go?
Oh, the Good Morning Lord.
Yeah, the Good Morning Lord, or the Victorious Life is the life of...
Right.
So there's Good Morning Lord, and then...
Good Morning Lord, I love you, Lord. What have you planned today? Make me a part, I pray. Yeah. Was the way to start every day. And then remembering that the victorious life is a life of moment by moment, victory over all known sin, and over powers and principalities, and it's all in Christ Jesus.